Menachas Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph 8:1. This perek discusses the flour and the oil and the wine that's used for menachos. So it says the Mishnah here: Kol Karbanos Hatzibor VaYachid Ba'in Min Haaretz UMechutz LaAretz Min HaChadash UMin HaYashan. All of the karbanos, meaning all of the menachos that are brought in the Base of English, whether they're communal menachos or private menachos, they can come from flour that originated in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael, from Chadash, meaning this year's crop, or Minayashan, from last year's crop. That's all okay. There's a couple caveats on the Chadash I'll discuss in a second. But it says the Mishnah, Chutz mina Omer u'shtei alechem. There are two exceptions to these rules, which is that the Omer, the Korban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, which we'll discuss at length later on, but that's this barley offering from the new barley crop, and the shtei alechem, the two loaves of wheat flour, which are brought from the new wheat crop. So those she'enim ban ele min achadash min ha'aretz, based on the basic explicit psukim, they are only brought from this year's barley crop, in the case of the Omer, and this year's wheat crop, in the case of the shtei alechem, and it must come from grain which grew in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now that's straightforward enough. Just a couple things, a couple details. First of all, when we say it can come from chadash yashin, understand that when one brings the Omer, the beginning of Pesach, that is what is matir, what permits the consumption of this year's wheat, or this year's grain, to people, okay, to Jews, as opposed to the shtei alechem, which also comes to permit the consumption of this year's grain, but that's for the mizbeach. In other words, menachos between Pesach and Shavuos still come from last year's grain, the Yashan, not this year's grain, the Chadash, okay? With that caveat, that's what the Mishnah says here. The Rambam passes the halacha that you must, for the Omer, you must use this year's barley crop, and if you use not this year's, it's not, you're not Yotzi at all, because that's the Pesachim are pretty clear, that's the very point of the Omer. But when it comes to the Shtei Alechem, the Rambam Paskin is that b'di'evet, if there is simply no wheat to be found, then you bring from last year's wheat, you will be yotzi b'di'evet. Okay, says the Mishnah further, v'chulan einam ban ela min ha'muvchar. Ideally, all karbanos, whether private or public, should be brought from high quality ingredients. Min ha'muvchar means like, you know, grade A wheat, etc. So in the context of wheat, v'ezu muvchar, what is like primo, grade, olive, the best of the best wheat? So michmas u mizonicha alfa lasolas. The absolute best place in Israel to get your solas, your fine flour, are from these two locations. One is called michmas, one's called mizonicha. They are alpha, like from the word, like, you know, alpha male. This is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, alpha, like, you know, primo, the best, first grade. Shnielahem, the second best, but still, you know, ideal, just, you know, second tier ideal, is grain that comes from Chafarim Bebika, the place called Chafarim in the valley. Apparently there were two different Chafarims, and one is in the valley, one's not in the valley. We're talking about the valley place. That's the next best if you can't get your grain from Michmas and Mizonicha. Rolaven says the Mishnah, Kol ha'aratzos hayu ksheros ela mikan hayu mevian. You could bring your wheat from anywhere and it'd be okay with the Eved, but these are places to get your wheat ideally. Now, when we say kolaratzos, bring it from anywhere you want, again, chutzlaretz is fine. Even chutzlaretz, you can get your grain, you know, from growing in, you know, Canadian grain or Russian grain. That's fine. But don't forget, Chazal were gozer. They decreed that Eretz Amim, the land outside of Israel, is tame. And of course, you can't use tame ingredients to make karbanos. So it must be a scenario where you're talking about grain that was brought in from chutzlaretz out of Eretz Israel in a state that it wasn't huchsh lekabel tame. It wasn't ready to be tame yet. So in other words, just understand, if you have raw barley kernels that never got wet, as they shouldn't get wet because they get moldy if they do get wet, and they are sitting in chutz la'aretz, they're totally tahor because they're not tuma. If they have a dead rat sitting on them, they're still tahor. Yeah, the tuma doesn't spread to foodstuffs unless it gets hukshar. It's ready to become tame by getting wet first. So that would be the situation here too. We're bringing wheat that never got wet, never hukshar kabel tuma, and therefore it's coming from chutz la'aretz. If it did have a hechsher and get ready to become tame, we have to assume it's all tame because the actual land after Israel is Midrabanan tame.